Today is September 12th. These are today's vital statistics. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93 of Bloom City, died August 28th. A graveside service will be held at 11 a.m. today at the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Joan O. Spillman Albaugh, 93 of Bloom City. Janine K. Richardson, 89 of Madison, formerly of Boscobel, died August 23rd at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Shiloh Moravian Church Cemetery in Sturgeon Bay. Friends may call today from 9 a.m. until the time of service at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Hildebrand Memorial Library and Sturgeon Bay Moravian Church. Janine K. Richardson, 89, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 8th. A visitation will be held today from 4 until 6 o'clock with a service at 6 o'clock at Max A. Sass and Sons in Green Ridge and Greenfield. An additional visitation will be held Monday, September 14th from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Gloria M. Lowe, 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly Campus Dean and Chief Executive Officer at the University of Wisconsin-Richland in Richland Center, died August 27th. A memorial service will be held Sunday, September 13th at 2 p.m. at the University of South Carolina, Lancaster, Bundy Auditorium in Lancaster, South Carolina. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly of Richland Center. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba, died Tuesday, September 8th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday, September 14th at 11 a.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Czech National Cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday, September 13th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. and again Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral Service of Richland Center is assisting the family. Louise Ann Nottigal, 91, of Yuba. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg, died Sunday, September 6th. Funeral services will be conducted at 11 a.m. Tuesday, September 15th at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will be held Monday, September 14th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the funeral home and again Tuesday morning from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will follow in Fulton Cemetery. Lavon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday, September 7th. A funeral service will be held at the Richland Center United Methodist Church at 11 a.m. Thursday, September 17th, with a luncheon to follow at the Phoenix Center. Burial will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. Visitation will be held at the church from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 16th, and also from 10 a.m. until the time of service on Thursday. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center. Philip Schultz, 91, of Muscadet, died Monday, September 7th, at Amplify Health in Boscobel. Funeral services will be held at 12 noon Friday, September 18th at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet. Visitation will be held Friday, September 18th from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. Burial will be held at Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield, Saturday, September 19th, with a service to be held at 1:30 p.m. at the Chapel of Flowers, Wisconsin Memorial Park in Brookfield. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Philip Schultz, 91, of Muscadet. Lois May Miller, 76, of Richland Center, died Tuesday, September 8th. Funeral services will be held Saturday, September 19th at 12 noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Bowen Mills Cemetery. Visitation will be held Saturday, September 19th at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 10 a.m. until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Lois May Miller, 76, of Richland Center. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Saturday, September 5th. Graveside services will be held Wednesday, September 23rd at the Ash Ridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bradley Sandmeyer, 83, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. David Virgil Delcamp, 86, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, September 8th at the Richland Hospital. A private family mass will be held. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. The family requests memorials in David's name be directed to OLMBS, St. John's Catholic Church, or the Riverdale Education Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. David Virgil Delcamp, 86, of Muscadet. And in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kay and Cody Keene have welcomed the son, Colton John Keene. Welcome to Richland Center, young man. Congratulations to the family. This concludes today's Vital Statistics.